Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Super Deluxe Gamescast. It is Thursday, August the 24th. Is this the last podcast of the month, or am I fucked up?
I think there's a 31st.
No, is there a 31st? Okay. All right. So we're getting there. We're getting close. Guys, can you believe that we're almost at fucking September?
No, I try not to.
Like, holy shit. Where the fuck did this year go?
It burned away along with the
climate. I don't want to think about that. Don't make me.
For everybody who is in chat and everybody who is listening, our friend Josh, Josh is back on the show
guys,
tonight.
I'm going to interrupt you really quickly. Guys, we have an announcement. Excitebike 64 coming to Switch Online.
Nintendo gets us again.
For real?
Wait, hold on.
Wait, minute ago. Mario 64.
Excitebike 64. Oh, no, yeah, legit. 1 minute ago.
Why would I lie about that?
No, that's exactly one minute.
Why would I pull Excitebike of all of the games?
I'm going to be 100%
Excitebike 64, too.
If you were going to make one up, I don't know that. That would have been a funnier choice. I'm gonna be real.
Guys, Beetle and Volkswagen Beetle Adventure is coming to Switch Online.
Beetle Adventure
Racing. Bumble is coming to the Switch Online.
Fuck Buck Bumble.
Right about now, it's time to rumble the biggest.
Where the fuck is Quest 64, you motherfuckers?
Guys,
Quest
Katana,
64 was a bad game.
Katana is coming to the Nintendo 64.
Bro,
you don't know. No, all my fucking community
Charles
will
Martin
say
is gonna make you his bitch. Okay.
And then, bro, and then Francisco Rush 2049 is coming to
when you boot the game up, CJ, it says suck it down.
Don't put that devil magic on me.
It's gonna happen.
My community will
my favorite part about
all
that,
that
is the fact that somebody felt the need to trademark suck it down. Like that was going to be a phrase that people
it's
were fighting over. Like, fuck,
be the
all right, yeah. We got to nail suck it down now. Like we got to get that so nobody else can use it. Oh.
Okay, I apologize for derailing.
No, it really, that's on Nintendo. And really it's on us, right? Because Nintendo has decided that they're going to watch us and derail us at the beginning of every podcast with an update.
We're the first podcast to report it, though.
We're the first podcast to report it. Internet's breaking news for Nintendo updates.
News from us, if you're getting your news from us, first of all, I'm sorry. Second, you're welcome. You're welcome. We're going to start selling supplements now. We're going to go the whole shebang. Let's do it, guys.
Jesus.
Supplements.
All right. For serious, though, Josh, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, y'all. I'm doing good.
I feel like it's been a while since we've seen you on here.
It's been a couple few months.
You know, in honor of a certain orange fucker getting his mugshot tonight, I'm going to say that Josh came to me today with tears in his eyes. He said,
"Did he go Ruth Conda forever?"
Said, "Sir, please let me on the podcast tonight, sir." And I said, "I don't know if I can give you an endorsement for that, Josh. I don't know. You're way down in the podcast polls." And he said, "Sir, if you let me on the podcast tonight, this is the greatest podcast. It may be in the history of the world. You know, the Romans used to listen to this podcast. Everybody says that.
Yes, I know.
What's that?
That's how old you are. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. And so I graciously allowed Josh to be on tonight.
You did. And I'll appreciate it forever. In my dying moments.
Oh, that's sad.
I will.
That mugshot is really cunty, though.
It's fucking hilarious, dude. He's like, he's doing the blue steel. He's like.
They fucking indicted a Cheeto, guys. We won.
Can't believe it.
Hashtag resistance. Hashtag I'm with her. Hashtag let's fucking go.
Everybody on the right is like, oh, it's instantly iconic. I'm like, yeah, not in the way that you, not the way that you
this
want.
It's a great
man.
Night to be like an ironic and burnt out leftist.
Well, here's
man.
The problem. No. This is still pretty low on like tweet because we've been waiting, right? Like it's like way.
This isn't Queen Elizabeth dying.
No,
not yet.
This isn't right. Him getting COVID. This isn't RBG dying.
Right.
This isn't 9/11/21. It's like way below. It's like way lower. Something else has to happen. Giuliani was a better
drop for sure.
That's oh, because God, Giuliani sure. always looks like a guy wearing a Giuliani skin suit.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Welcome to SCGC, your premier fucking political shit talking podcast.
Rachel Maddow's coming on in like 10 minutes. We're gonna talk about this.
We're gonna have Jen Psaki.
I would unironically take both of them on the podcast.
We know. With love.
We have yet to purge the last little bit of liberal from John. It's okay. We're getting there. Okay. We've almost turned him into a space communist.
All right, guys, video games. Let's talk about them. What do we got?
Yeah. We got a busy week, man. It's a good week.
Where's Jeff?
Jeff said if he can make it at all, he'd be a little late.
There's an echo. Okay.
There's a bad echo. I think it might still be your speakers, John.
There's no way it is.
Let me see if it's me.
Pigs in space.
I don't know. It's gone now. Whatever. But yeah, so we got some. Let's. God damn, that is really distracting. But we're just gonna have to deal with it. We do have some news tonight. We have some actual, serious, honest to goodness news tonight. We've had a couple of weeks that have just been the Baldur's Gate show. But before we get on to the actual news, let's talk about what everyone's been playing. Let's start with Josh, because you haven't been on in a long time.
Right. So I got like 15 things. So I've been deep, just elbow deep in Final Fantasy 14 because
that's my boy. That's my man.
So a couple months back, like I really devoted to putting Final Fantasy 14 as like part of my regular streaming. So on the weekends, we do weekending in Eorzea, I call it. We go through the storyline. We did all of Heavensward. We did all of Stormblood. We just, a couple weeks ago, I finally got to start Shadowbringers. Which, let me tell you, folks, without spoiling anything, if you're interested in playing but never knew, Shadowbringers is a whole lot of, well, at least it can't get any worse. And then you're in a corner crying. So that's good. But I've been doing a lot of leveling and things like that to prep. Content. Outside of that, though, recently I actually started replaying because I've been meaning to, and I waited until Square did their summer sale to get it like at a reasonable price. I now have 11 doesn't count, but outside of that, everything 1 through 12
yes.
on here. Final
yes.
Fantasy 1 through 12.
Yes.
It's a portable Final
Sickos,
Fantasy.
Sickos.jpg. Let's
it's
fucking
so
go.
Because
I
it's
own.
So good.
I own. Four,
we've turned him. Six. We've turned him into a fucking Final Fantasy
We're
person.
Getting,
I knew
it's, it. Because I own 4, 6, and 10 on mine, and I'm
you'll
close
get the rest
to fully.
Now
you like
eventually.
Me.
No,
I
but wait until
like
the listen. But legitimately, wait until the sales because they're basically always half off.
There's no reason
and it's
for
like,
you to pay $50 for any game like.
And it's like, and Square like I will be legit. They do it like every 2 to 3.
They do. Yeah. It's not that
it's
big of a
constant
deal.
Enough. But I recently restarted diving back into FF12, the Zodiac Age, and man, I mean, I'm granted it's on OLED, but. I keep forget, like, it always gets me how good shit plays and looks on here. And with FF12, how good that game holds up.
Oh my like, God, yes.
As
Shut
far
up,
as, like,
John.
The cutscenes, John, like, granted, some of the faces in some of the scenes, like, yeah, you could tell it's PS2 era, though it looks good.
I don't know, Switch
it's
probably
not
looks
terrible,
incredible, right?
But the yeah. cutscenes?
I mean, the art is one of the weaker Final Fantasies, but
I think art. No, I think the art direction. I think
the
performances. I think the world design are all just out of this fucking world.
Correct.
Right?
I love that they had like a bit of a Mediterranean flair with the world
yes.
building.
Yes, yes, very intentionally.
It makes it stand out and be unique. I think, like, I'm not going to go into a whole thing and derail. 12's biggest issue basically is like it builds up so much. And there are a lot of things where it just does not nail the payoff.
Hey, it's almost like that's the Final Fantasy fucking way to do things.
100%.
I love the series, 100%. But very few of these games stick the ending.
But
I would disagree with that.
Anyway,
I would disagree with that. I think there are Final Fantasy games that definitely don't land the way they should. Final Fantasy V, I think, is an example of that. For as good as that game is, Final Fantasy X. I don't like the ending of Final Fantasy X. I don't.
My first podcast back in ages. I'm tired.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying. Look, no, I've literally got my own Japanese copy right over here, Josh.
Hey, remember
I've got
time my own I Japanese copy and reviewed
right over here. I got it right over here, Josh. I can pop mine out too. If we're pulling out our carts, Josh, I'll pull my carts out.
I'd really like everyone to keep their carts exactly where they are.
Let me see that big stick. Okay.
No, no. You want to see that big fat cart?
Hey, bro. Hey, let me see that penis.
Josh, you want to see that big fat cart? I'll pull that big fat cart out right now.
No.
Blow the dust out of it.
We gotta. This is an unlistenable podcast already. Our first actual news heavy show, and we're just a bunch of buzzed idiots.
Come blow the dust out of my cartridge, bitch.
Derek's going to be looking at the podcast audio afterwards with just a fucking cigarette.
I'm going to do, here's the thing.
A drink in the other hand and just openly weeping.
This is just punishment for not being here.
Just openly weeping.
I'm going to do exactly two things with the audio for this episode. Are you ready? I'm going to fucking run a compressor to get all the peaks down. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to run
export.
And then I'm going to run a shortened silence to get any silence, which there probably fucking isn't, over 1 second down to 1 second. And then I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it the end.
Anyway, welcome to Inside Baseball, you know, with SDGC. Yeah. We talked about Cox, Trump's indictment, and this. Congrats, guys. We haven't talked about a video game.
Yeah, I believe in the Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
Cox, Trump's indictment, and Park.
Right.
Do you think this is
thank you. Good night.
Why people stop taking us seriously as a podcast?
Bye bye.
Who took us seriously? We're not going to be up for like Choice Gamer at the Game Awards. And if we are, this should be our clip.
Y'all are genuinely some of my great friends. I truly love all you. I'm being like dead ass.
Oh, we've got the butt coming.
Who started taking you seriously?
Yeah,
we got invited to a lot of parties at one point.
I didn't take you guys seriously, and I wanted to be on the fucking thing.
Hey, has nothing to do with me.
Good point. We're just clowns. Anyway,
that's part of our appeal. We're just fucking idiots. Anyway, Josh, what else have you been playing?
Outside of that, just honestly kicking around time. I've been playing a lot of Vampire Survivors.
Yeah, fucking.
I have not played that yet.
You should, John.
It is so.
I wouldn't
simple.
See you for 2 weeks.
It is so simple, and yet it's very Hades-like in that it's that, okay, just one more game real quick. Okay, just one more game real quick. Okay, just one more. Fuck, it's 1:30 a.m.
I mean, yeah. I never played Hades, but I do understand what you mean.
That one
play Vampire Survivors, because I'm not kidding, John. You would disappear off the face of the earth for 2 whole weeks.
It's I kind of already have with Baldur's Gate.
It's worse.
And then tomorrow is you're all gonna just not see me for a couple.
I know, Armored Core. Ugh, I want to play it so bad. But as I mentioned to you, I've got a game I'm reviewing that I need to get finished up. Ugh.
But yeah, no. So that's that. I'm not trying to dive too deep. For the last few days, I haven't been trying to dive too deep. Oh, and Street Fighter VI. Just like learning and getting back into my fighting game roots. I used to be big time fighting game guy. And so I'm kind of feeling it. Street Fighter VI and Mortal Kombat 1, I think, are going to maybe bring me back there a bit.
Like, yeah, I think they're going to fix me.
It's going to bring me back to that point of where, like, no, I know about iframes and priority matchups. Why? Don't fucking ask and just accept it.
Oh, yeah, wait until I've seen a whole bunch of, like, fighting game people have to get introduced to Negative Edge because of settings in Mortal Kombat 1. And it's like, I don't know.
What did you say?
Negative Edge? Do you know what Negative Edge is?
Yeah, it's a fucking emo band from the early 2000s.
Incorrect, but...
It is the evil twin brother of the guitarist from U2.
Oh like, my god, that is so good. That was good.
It's Earth 2 Ed. It's the Earth 2 version of the guitar.
It's Edge's Bizarro?
It's basically like, it's like the end of Scott Pilgrim when he has to fight Nega Scott. He's like, oh my god, it's Negative Edge.
Negative Edge. Wait, Negative Edge, if I remember.
Plays the guitar in reverse.
Right.
Negative Edge is when an input only registers when you release the button rather than when you press it. In other words, pressing the button doesn't do anything. It's when you release it. And that is like a simple thing that you can toggle in Mortal Kombat 1 and that is like a control design choice in certain games that radically changes. I have not played 1 at all yet, and I want to so bad.
Derek, have you ever had an Edge experience that you found negative?
So, can we move on?
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 1 looks good. Like, I'm not a Mortal fighting Kombat game fan, 1. But, no, but man, this is
Mortal
nice.
Kombat
this...
1 will fix me, dude.
Oh my god.
Bullshit, you know, it's gonna fucking break you.
It's gonna break me.
No, that game's gonna fucking break.
They're the same guys, thing in this equation.
I waited, like, I went to, like, the midnight launch for Mortal Kombat 11. I'm all in. So in that, like, I'm debating. I'm just buying, like, the $100
version. The entire NetherRealm reboot has been fucking aces.
No.
John is about two-thirds through the Mortal Kombat 9 story mode with me through streaming.
What a great game. What a great game.
I think he's paying zero attention, to be honest with you. So not helping, but...
Somebody in chat said, I saw Negative Edge open for Taking Back Sunday in 2004.
Hey, don't fucking bring Taking Back Sunday into this. First of all, they didn't ask for any of that. Second like, to give you an idea on Mortal Kombat 9, I did all 300 fucking challenges in tower. No skips.
What do you want, like a medal or something?
No, I got an
achievement. Wow, shut the fuck up, John.
I got an achievement. It's fine.
It's been very fun watching.
And I did it while I was still bugged, by the way, with that final fight.
Oh, yeah. It's been fun watching me and John go through Mortal Kombat 9 story mode and, like, roasting all of
the...
We're also just roasting all of the fucking women's costumes because they're so bad in 9.
Really good.
It's rooted deep in, like, the 90s.
Yeah.
X was where they finally were like, hold on, let's update
X grew
this
the
shit.
Fuck up.
And then 11, they were like, let's keep going. And they nailed it.
11,
they nailed a lot of it.
11's too slow, but that's a better balance between, like, X's, like, you know.
Character design.
Right,
that's
what I'm saying,
the
right.
Designs.
Yes. I got to tell you, though, something's been really bothering me over the past few days. And Derek and I were talking about this earlier. And I don't think new Sindel is gilfy enough.
Keep my name out of your fucking mouths, guys.
I think she's Hollywood 58, right? Like, and I think that, and I mean that obviously in a complimentary way. But that
That's
does not look
meant.
Like a
okay.
That doesn't
I
look like a 30.
Like, I
no, I mean that
50s, like in the like she existed in the 50s, and I'm like,
I mean like she looks like a 58-year-old Hollywood actress who has access to. Yeah, exactly. Something like that, right? Because here's the thing. Sindel is not passing for a 30-something, but she is passing for a late 50s with all of the access to, like, the secret moisturizers they don't give the rest of us.
Super
you know what I mean?
Super soldier serum that they milk out of whatever, you know, in Hollywood.
Sindel I just realized my son is in chat.
So we shouldn't talk about Sindel having the blowjobbiest lips known to man?
My son is in chat, Derek. I just realized this.
So, yeah.
But
you told him about fellatio.
It's fine, whatever.
I'm not getting into that. But yeah, Sindel is in the Susan Sarandon class, and with that, the defense rests.
No, she's lower. She's in the Marissa Tomei class. That's different. She looks younger than Susan Sarandon.
That Sindel does?
CJ, regardless of which one, but I'm saying regardless of which one would. That is my point.
Marissa Tomei
is
just, it's the same.
With either one.
It's the same ladder. It's just earlier on the rungs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my point. So. You'd be like, I don't know. She's not guilty enough.
Anyway.
What the fuck were we talking about?
We've lost all possible listeners. This is what we've been playing.
What have we been playing?
And Mortal Kombat is something none of us have been playing. Well, here's the thing. I can't talk about Baldur's Gate again, and I can't talk about the other thing I'm playing.
Right.
So, like, you know.
What are you playing, Derek? Is it for, like, a review or some
shit? It's for a review, and I can't say shit.
You should break embargo for fun.
Can you say if it's good?
Go around the room and break embargo for a game.
Can you say if it's good, Derek?
Okay, it's I'm going to break the embargo, everyone. Derek is playing Garfield Kart 2. Mondays are a bitch.
Really bold of them to put that in the title.
They're taking it in a new direction. They're trying to bring in some new fans.
He kills Normal in this one, finally.
the fucking fatalities are crazy.
Where's my fucking lasagna, John?
Oh, my God. But yeah, so I can't say what I've been playing.
Rar DK is correct. Garfield Kart 3. Because okay. How could I forget there was a Garfield Kart 2?
There was.
Forgive me.
There was.
Let me tell you.
Assassin's Creed 2.
I streamed it once.
I know there are a lot of things. Just give me 15 seconds on this.
Grand Theft.
I want to know who is keeping these Garfield games in production.
It's money laundering, dude.
Gotta be. There's literally one every year. Did you see Garfield Lasagna Party, the Mario Party ripoff?
What?
It's real.
25th birthday.
It's real. No, it's a Mario Party ripoff.
No,
there's exactly four characters. There's exactly one board, and I think it's 40 mini games. No online play. Yes. No online play.
I'm sorry, you said it was called
Garfield Lasagna Party.
Wasn't Garfield the one that had the pizza app that was only in Dubai?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just want to know.
Just look up Garfield pizza app, John.
Who is buying the Garfield games? Yeah. I just want to know. And you said money laundering.
CJ's bankrupting himself on Garfield.
Is it the video game version of the producers?
Yeah.
Is there a Max Bialystock behind all this?
No, I'm not buying these, but to tell you, I believe I would, because for Christmas one year, Christine got me a Garfield calendar. So of all the people on this podcast who would buy Garfield
no,
games.
I love Garfield. Look, I'm the type of asshole who, like, I have the anthology books of, like, Sunday comics for several of them. I love that shit, and I love Garfield.
He's more of a Bloom County kid, but...
I can't. I'm not strong enough.
Can we stream a Garfield game? Let's do that. Let's stream Garfield Lasagna Party.
He ain't lying, man. This shit is real. It's real. Oh my God.
Whoever's Nurmal gets shit thrown at them, though. Whoever looks out and gets Nurmal, it gets like shit thrown at them.
Oh my God. It's real.
I call Odie. Because life always kicks me off the table. Anyway.
All right. I guess I'll go next. All I've been playing is Baldur's Gate 3. That's literally all I've been playing. So I have nothing more to say on that.
Cool.
I have been playing nothing but Baldur's Gate.
What is everyone drinking?
Baldur's Gate fan. CJ.
Dasani?
No, Bud Weiser, but you can't see it because the liberal media wants to hide it. The elites are hiding my Budweiser. I can't do a can check in this country.
You know, if it was a Bud Light, they'd let you show it.
They would let me show it. Right. Yeah. Only in Brandon's America would they let me show a Bud Light.
Thanks a lot, Joseph R. Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon. Anyway.
He actually doesn't mean...
Who's the president? Byron!
CJ just... I don't know why, but CJ just made me think of fucking... Made me think of Alan from The Hangover. Like, you know, it's like,
oh, yeah.
You can't masturbate CJ, on an airplane.
CJ actually doesn't
so
mean Joe Biden
9/11.
When he says Brandon. He means Brandon Sanderson, the writer.
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Right.
I mean Brandon Routh, delightful actor who played Superman not once, but twice.
Twice. Man of Steel.
Anyway.
And he's got big junk.
He does.
That's not a joke.
Famously such a massive dick, they needed to CGI reduce his dick.
Somehow I keep bringing up cocks. I'm starting to worry about what that says about me.
It's fine.
But
don't overthink it.
God. Hey, listen, guys. I'm not drinking a Bud Light here, right? I'm just trying to talk.
I'm glad this is the last time I'm getting invited, so I'm just making the most of it.
Johnny's got the fucking schmeat. That's all I know what to say, man.
No shit.
They had to CGI reduce it.
Yeah, they were doing test filmings and people were like, it's literally distracting.
They had to CGI reduce, like the way they got rid of fucking Henry Cavill's mustache, they had to get rid of Brandon Routh's humongous dong.
They had to shrink it down. They were like, it's literally distracting. And I'm like, I want to see the test footage.
Yeah, the next Superman has to have like a six finger on one hand so that they can continue the tradition of things they need to Photoshop out.
I'm just saying, I need to see the raw footage. I'm not gay. I'm just really curious.
I've seen, he's big. I don't know what to tell you.
Like, I just, I'm curious. I got to know what it was that it was distracting.
It was distracting.
Was like, was it going down the leg? Was it straight out?
It's the same thing with, I heard it's the same thing with Michael Fassbender. I heard Michael Fassbender has the same shit going on.
I heard Kylo Ren is ripped.
I heard Snoke is hung like a fucking donkey, dude. Cam says John Hamm is hammed.
You got the clappers, man.
DJ, what the fuck are you playing, dude?
This is supposed to be a new show.
It's supposed to be.
Anyway, I've I want to preface this with some stuff I've been watching. Nothing relevant, so you know I'm not a scab or anything. Watching so much Star Trek: The Original Series, guys. I think I'm slightly excited for Starfield now, based on that, because now I want to, you know, live out my fantasy of being on the Enterprise. And, you know, solving problems in some, like, incredibly complicated ways, but explain it in the most easy metaphors in the world. I've also been watching a lot of Westerns, and that'll be relevant in a second, as you can see my background. I've been browsing through Max's TCM section. I watched Stagecoach today, tomorrow. You know, pissed that Unforgiven is not streaming anywhere, because I wanted to rewatch it for the longest time. But I've been going through, the Criterion last month had a bunch of Anthony Mann and Jimmy Stewart Westerns. So I'm watching it, right? And I can hear my fucking echo. Last week, Friday, I got a review code for Red Dead Redemption, the port on PS4. And I'm very happy because, not to get too inside baseball, game critics doesn't necessarily get Rockstar codes all that often. So I'm very, very happy. I'm very, very happy for it. So
it's just like a glorified port, though, right?
It
like
really. Not... So we're going to do it like this. I'm going to give you the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Nice, sick reference, bro. Sick reference. Anyway, your references are on point.
The good. It holds up like as a game and as like a vessel for its story. It is like still a masterpiece. Like, it's incredible.
I maintain that John Marston is still one of my favorite protagonists in any game.
You know, it's funny though, because like Rockstar's thing is like they weren't like doing like a pastiche of like a bunch of Westerns. They made a good like revisionist Western in like the larger canon, right? Red Dead 2 is a little bit better in that like its influences can't be picked out as easily. I guess its easiest influence would be something like Heaven's Gate, but like in a more meta sense where it's more ambitious and like easy to fail as opposed to like anything in the story. But like Red Dead 1 is like, oh cool, it's basically kind of like deconstructing what violence is and what redemption is, right? So it's in that way it's a lot like Unforgiven. John Marston is a perfect he's basically the William Hunt, I forgot what his name is in Clint Eastwood's character in Unforgiven, but he's basically that character, this guy who doesn't want to be violent, who wants to like retire and just be alone and not do it, and is forced into a life of like death and destruction. So its story is great, its gameplay, it's interesting going back to it, especially after playing Red Dead 2 so recently, where everything is so much slower, everything is so much more precise, it's so much more realistic. This game is very much like, oh, you just get on, in and out, it's very Xbox 360-ish. Animations are still great, voice acting is still great. It's in 4K, right? The resolution's bumped up a bit. Even though the frame rate's not, it still runs pretty well. Everyone was saying, well, you know, if you have the Xbox version, it shouldn't matter. This version's like a little bit better, in that regard. It's still a good game. Like, I still find myself like on like a, what do you call it? Like, I'm on a loop now, right? Where I'm walking to like my next mission, then something distracts me and I go do that for like 20 minutes and then I get back on the trail to like my next mission. So like the best example I can give you is, early on, I'm riding my horse to go talk to someone. I see a rabbit on like the road, and then I notice that one of my hunting missions is like, oh, kill X number of rabbits. Okay, so I shoot it and I keep going to my mission. As I get, before I get to like the place I have to go talk to this person, I see like a golden jackalope, or what you know, it's a mythical creature with like horns, a little rabbit looking with horns, and I kill it, and then I get like a, you know, however much like in like my hunting rank, it's things like that, right? Or like another one where a guy comes up to me and is like, I need a ride, they robbed me, And when I go pick him up, he pushes me off my horse and rides off, and I have to go chase after him. So it's stuff like that that I feel like a lot of open world games are still kind of catching up with. Because we've seen it, right? With Bethesda's games, it's like, you get all that dynamic stuff, but you're not getting a cohesive story, like, holding it together, right? Rockstar balances that out perfectly, where it's like, you have this world that's alive, but it kind of comes back to, like, a cohesive story. It's all done better with that, too. But for a 360 game in 2010, it's impressive. Obviously, we all know how it got there, because they overworked their staff. But it's great. So the bad... The bad is, like, again, they could have done so much more, obviously. They could have, I mean, they throw in the DLC with it, which is cool. They give you all the cheats, like, immediately. Like, you don't have to, like, type in whatever fucking code. You can just get them all. You know, they update and everything. It's cool that it's available. It's on Switch. I'm playing it on PS5. And I hear the Switch port is just as good. But that's really it, right? It's, what, still 30 frames per second. It's not full, like, 4K, because it's only on PS4. And then the ugly is, like, it's that price point. $50 for this game. You can buy it for $20 on Xbox. And it plays on Series X in full 4K. That's insane to me. I get it. Rockstar's kind of pushing, like, how much they get away with. I don't know how well those GTA, like, that GTA collection sold in 2021. But I have to assume it sold well enough, right? Just based on hype alone. But, oh, also, it's on PC. Which is also insane to me, because this game missed out, PC players missed out on it, like,
wait,
initially.
So the new Red Dead Redemption port is on PC?
It's not.
Oh, okay. I thought it wasn't, which is weird to me.
Right, yeah, sorry. That's what I was saying. Like, it's not, which is crazy to me. Again, like, it missed, like, the easiest opportunity. I guess they just can't get it running. I don't know what it is. But again, like, I'm in a weird spot, right, where I still think the game's a masterpiece. I still think it's impressive. I still think it's, like... I'm obsessed with it. Like, I'm still playing it. I'm in so in love with it again that I re-downloaded Red Dead 2 because I'm going to replay it immediately after because I have nothing else to play until the Korean Motor Fest is out. I'm all in. But the problem, I still see those problems, right? It's the most conflicted I've ever been about, like, a new release in, like, the longest time, where it's like, what do you do when something's still really good and holds up, but the pack, like, everything surrounding it's kind of messy, right? It's that weird thing. But yeah, like, I still love it. I don't know if I'd recommend it. Maybe if you've never played it, you know, give it a shot. It's, like, one of the greatest games ever made. If you played it before and you want it on Switch, I think it's more worth it than buying it on PS4. I don't know how it looks on an OLED. I'm sure it looks incredible. I opted to get a PS4 review code because it's a long game and I want to play it, like, on a nice TV. But yeah, Red Dead, good game. Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
Who'd have thought? I'm looking forward to Baldur's Gate, though. Looking forward to Baldur's Gate.
You should.
Dude, man, it's so on PS5. I am all. I wonder how it's going to translate, right? Like, I really do want, because I didn't.
I've,
like,
been playing it exclusively on gamepad because I've been playing split screen with my wife.
Really, and it's good.
And it works great.
I think it's, like, Divinity felt cumbersome a little bit.
Yeah, it did. It did. Absolutely.
The gamepad works, but I will tell you, I saw someone run into one puzzle. And I'm not going to try and, like, get too spoilery, but it's, like, the whole idea was, like, there was nodes and each one had, like, it was listed. And they literally had to put down the gamepad and switch to keyboard and mouse.
I do wonder if
they would not work.
Interesting.
Innately refused to work. And I was like, And then I saw a second person get on that. So I'm sitting here like, I'm sure they will have, because it's, like, along the direct line of play, I'm sure they will have that worked out by the release. But it's still, it was minorly concerned.
I just skipped that puzzle and picked a lock, so.
That may be what they tell. They may just put a note there. Bitch, just go around.
Yeah.
Go get a Starion and go around.
Shit broke.
You waited for the PS5 version. Do something.
PS5 version, there's a box there with a lock pick and it just says, get a Starion.
Yeah. Don't know what to tell you, man.
I'm looking forward to that. Like, I want to, I can't wait to see, like, what that, because I do like the idea of, like, oh, it's this big game full of, like, you know, this big, a lot of freedom, but it's also held together by, like, a good story, right?
Oh yeah. Excellent characters, very, like, old BioWare magic. I think
I've never played an old BioWare game. The only BioWare game I played is KOTOR and Mass Effect 1, right? So it's like
unfortunate news. BioWare will never make another game like that ever again. So
right.
My son has a question. When does it come out on PS5?
September 5th.
Fucking no.
September 6th.
Okay.
September 6th. Why'd you ask if you knew?
And it's coming to...
I
want to
call his question out, you fucking asshole.
I have the segue.
Honestly, it's...
What's your segue, Derek?
Let Josh go first.
Oh, no, because... let me get this in, because it's actually... I know y'all have been talking Baldur's Gate for weeks. I don't...
But you gotta.
But
you
this
gotta.
Is a... No, this is actually a tangential thing, and I was talking with a friend, and I wanted to know y'all's thoughts. And this is just kind of like a thought exercise. Prior to Baldur's Gate coming out, I would bet every dollar I ever owned that come the Game Awards, best game of the year, Diablo 4 is on the listing. Yes. Do you think the success of Baldur's Gate?
I don't think there's. I think if you got to pick five, let me put it this way: Baldur's Gate is knocking something off this list,
and they're both CRPGs.
Jedi. Oh, it's knocking Jedi. It's knocking Jedi. Jedi doesn't have a chance. Jedi Survivor does not have a chance.
It's because that they're both CRPGs. If it was two action games, I wouldn't care. Because they're CRPGs,
but
I'm
I think Diablo was already fighting for its spot,
because
and I think
of
it's
everything
done,
that
yeah.
happened with season one and people getting real pissed at the changes. I'm sitting here like, I don't know. I think that Baldur's Gate said you can go sit on the
bench.
The
critics,
you know what?
I
think that's true, and I think it's going
for it anyway. No?
And it well, no, yeah. I mean, it may come up in a critics vote, like, or on an audience vote, and it will definitely show up in like best role playing game.
Right.
But as far as game of the year, I just
which
think
is funny
Baldur's
because
be
Hogwarts Legacy
Diablo
is still going to be there somehow, just because industry money. I promise you that
Hogwarts
will be in
will
the
get
five
it before Jedi Survivor. I'm willing to bet.
I promise
I
you
to bet.
Hogwarts Legacy's forgettable 8 out of 10 ass, even with the industry like pumping money into like astroturfing that game, it's still gonna end up in the top five for the game.
And Sound of Freedom will get this
you.
Picture.
I will.
I'm not happy about that, but I'm just saying.
No, it's true. I'll never forget the fucking.
Yeah. It'll be like
I read
that.
It's like the game's broken. A lot of it has issues. The progression's not great. 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. What are you been playing? What do you want to play?
I haven't been playing, but I got a transition. Because we've been talking about Baldur's Gate, and actually an update around Baldur's Gate has caused a major change in the industry.
An update?
Huh?
What's the update?
The update is so Baldur's Gate for a while, like we knew, okay, it's launching on PC first, it's launching on PlayStation 5, you know, a week or two later, and it's launching on Xbox. We don't know.
At
right?
some point.
With the major problem being clearly that Series S was having trouble getting the game to run.
I'm gonna buy this fucking console.
We got an update that the Baldur's Gate 3 will be coming to Xbox Series S and X this year. And the reason why it's finally going to work out is that the Xbox Series S version, on top of being the usual like lower resolution, lower frame rate, slightly lower asset quality, etc., is also not going to have the split screen co-op function. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time that Microsoft has broken that parity clause between the Series S and Series X. Remember that up until this point, a big point of the Series S and Series X was if you want a game on the Series X, you have to put it on the Series S. They are one system in two different power configurations. You can't skip one. You can't nerf it. Like, obviously, it's going to run at lower quality, but, like, you can't make, like, the Nintendo Wii version of FIFA and put it on. You know what I mean? And it's the first time that they've done that. And I think that's potentially huge, both in what that means for like Xbox's position as a platform, but also like what that means for Xbox hardware going forward from here for the back half of this generation.
So what I think happened is Microsoft stepped in, right? Larian announced that like Larian announced like, oh, we can't get this working yet. We're going to have to delay it. Microsoft steps in. They're like, all right,
we're not
going to
miss Baldur's Gate this holiday season.
What can we do? Like, what can we do to make it work? Right. They probably pumped their own resources and try to make it work too. Right, probably got like whatever R&D team like get in there and like, what do we do? And they figured out they couldn't. I think they're gonna phase this console out at some point, which sucks because I have one and
they're gonna do more of this.
You think?
I think moving forward, what they're going to do, what it's going to be, is because think about it, like Jedi. You brought up Jedi Survivor a minute ago. Jedi Survivor ran on the S. It can run games. They'll make cutbacks allow
the
experience.
Jedi Survivor is still the same game. You know what I'm saying? It's still Baldur's
well,
Gate
what
3,
I'm saying is, so I think there
isn't the same
I
game.
I think
now.
They're gonna let people know, hey, the Series S, we're marketing it for people who want to save money. That includes if you're trying to do multiplayer or something like that, you should probably consider a Series X or something along those lines. I think they're gonna keep, because one of the things, like, at this point, Microsoft's game plan is not, they're not playing the same game Nintendo or Sony
right.
is. Sony and Nintendo are playing games about, we need you to buy our hardware and get into our software ecosystem. Okay, yeah, yeah. Microsoft's game plan is this shit is a Game Pass box.
Yeah.
We want you in Game Pass Ultimate, and that's all we really give a shit about. So I think they'll be willing to make the cuts, because they're still going to say, well, listen, hey, you won't be able to do split screen with Baldur's Gate. You know how we're going to make that up to you? By the fact that you have access to 200 other games, and they're coming to you every month, and new releases are coming out for free.
Yeah.
So I think that they're just going to continue that path. I do feel they'll phase back on the S before the X and before we shift to a next generation further down the line. But I don't think we're at that point yet.
I don't think we've seen a game yet, right, that simply can't run on the Series S.
Right.
Right. Like, this is the first time where it's been an issue of, like, we can't get it to run, but with a compromise, we can fix this. And that compromise is split screen co-op, which I think is like an integral part of Baldur's Gate's experience. I think if you get this game on console or I mean anywhere, like, you owe it to yourself to play with a friend, with a spouse, with a family member
in person.
Know. Yeah.
Crazy. But, that's crazy though.
But like, to cut that feature is a big deal, but like, you can still play Baldur's Gate and it's cross save compatible, right? And cross play. Correct.
So if you, at the very worst, if you upgrade to a Series X, your saves are going to like transfer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
At the very worst, right? So it's like, yeah. I guess it's giving you that option. My fear is like, here's the thing though, and kind of off topic, but it's like, my fear is now, like, we haven't seen a lot of games, especially Xbox exclusives. Like, no one's talking about the Series S version, right? And all our press stuff and everything, like Starfield, that looks great. How is that going to run on Series S realistically, right?
Yeah.
All the footage we've seen on Series X is kind of whack already. People are complaining about how, like, the frame rate's, kind of dodgy.
That's
it
a
looks.
BGS game. They knew what they were getting into.
But here's my thing. Fine. That's fine. But what about the Series S? What about the Series S? You know what I'm saying? Like, someone like
you're
me.
Right. It's already kind of an afterthought in terms of, like, coverage.
So
you're
here's,
right.
Here's my thing about that. At what point, like with this Baldur's Gate 3 news, at what point does the Series S become just an albatross around Microsoft's neck?
I think in a way, a lot of people were predicting it would. I think a lot of people were falsely saying it was going to be one from minute one. Right. And that was obviously an exaggeration. I think a better question is the people who were saying, hey, like, there's no way this makes the whole generation. And right. I think that this is, I don't necessarily want to be like all slippery slope and shit, but I think that Baldur's Gate 3 is like the opening of the floodgates, because if you allow this, then it means Microsoft is willing to let games be different and lesser on Series S other than just visually.
And that sucks.
So right now, like I said, there's no game that can't run on Series S that they need to cut a Series S version. What happens when we hit that point in like 2 years? Because I think
and
that
that's
point
where
will
I
come.
I think they do the phase out. I think like they will. I do think there will come a point where they'll say,
like,
this is Series X/S, and then you will see a game that says Series X.
Yeah, oof.
There
yeah.
is no slash S.
Like, here's what we got. Like, what is it? Microsoft exclusives are they're gonna push, right? So my fear is, like, what is it? Forza Motorsport might be the last exclusive that, like, has pure console parity between the two. And then that's it.
I don't think it's that soon, TBH.
I don't know. First of all, they don't have any games coming out. Fucking consoles, like, you know, dead in the water. Anyway,
Xbox has no games. You
Xbox
heard it here.
Xbox has no games. PlayStation has no games. You know who has games? Fucking Switch.
Correct.
anyway, Nintendo.
Super
got
Mario
games.
Brothers Wonder, baby.
Let's fucking go. Game
coming
of the year.
To a Series S near you.
stands for Switch. Anyway, it's. So, like, that's my thing, right? Like, Microsoft's going to keep pushing for their own stuff. Starfield is going to run on duct tape on that console if it has to. Fable's gonna run on duct tape if it fucking has to. What else do they have on the horizon out that's like them only, right?
Perfect Dark isn't gonna come out. Like
that quad A game that's gonna come out on the fucking Xbox Series Y. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like it's not gonna be on any fucking console in the future. But like third party stuff's already struggling. You know what I'm saying? Third party stuff's already like I would never wanna like the Series S will never be my main console.
We are already finding that the power of the PS5 and Xbox Series X is not going as far as people thought it would.
Bummer, bro. $500 for a 4K player.
We are already running into like major limitations in this gen, and that's without the Series S as like, and that's a shame because the Series S is like an excellent box for what it is. Like it's great to come into a new generation and have like a reasonably priced budget option, especially tied with Game Pass.
Yes, exactly. You still get like, next gen stuff.
Yeah. Like, I'm from fucking Kentucky. I'm from one of the poorest states in the country. Like, you know, a lot of people here, their option is like when the median income in this state is like, I think like $23,000 or something like that. Like, you are going to need like budget options for a lot of people to even experience the art that you are putting out there. So I'm really, really grateful for that. But yeah, man, like it's just interesting to see the end of that requirement of parity. Even if we're going to call this a special case, very unique, like, yeah, but we've cracked that door open. So.
Next Call of Duty is not going to have split screen.
I will say, I do think that the dropping the parity requirement is preferable to the alternative.
Yes.
Like, if the option is... You can't have split screen on the Series S, or you can't have Baldur's Gate on the
Series Xbox
S.
At all.
I'm sure someone on Series like, S will take
but I'm saying even whatever. Right. I think at that point it's like, well, I want to play the game so I can play online with a friend still or whatever. I do think it's the preferable alternative. It shows that they're willing to bend and work to keep the thing still somewhat in the realm. And I do think that's like it, that to me shows more of a we want to take care of all of our people than we're just going to do the X version so that our X users can have it.
Agreed. Yeah. Again, because we're talking about this being like the budget option for like an increasingly economically crunched society, people will be able to play Baldur's Gate this way.
So honestly, the best use for an Xbox Series S, in my opinion, is as an emulator machine.
That too.
Not wrong.
We're gonna talk about that. Okay.
Just saying.
I just thought out there either, man. Just assassinated. If we're talking about this.
Yeah. That's how they got JFK, dude.
JFK had a copy of Pokemon Red on his iPhone. JFK had the first modded PSP. You know what they did there?
I'm now really concerned that there's a window right there.
Yeah.
Is this why you invited me on, John?
All of us are near windows except CJ. He's in the middle of the town square.
I'm in the middle of the fucking West, bro. Wi-Fi is good here. I have gangrene.
So
I'm away from wokeism. Right.
I've never had a hot Cheeto in my life.
Did we want to do Keeley security?
Oh, there's nothing to say other than it's very funny that somebody stormed the stage again. Like, so, they learned fucking nothing.
Here's the thing, though. There is something to be said about this, right? Like, as somebody who's dealt with security in the past, like, this is how people, like you know, this is going to sound dramatic, but this is how people get fucking hurt or killed.
Right?
Like, you know, some asshole runs up there with a gun or a knife or a fucking bomb.
This is a really shitty and scary time to be, like, any kind of public figure.
Yes, it absolutely is.
And there's a ton of like really extreme like political like extremism within the gaming like fandom sphere.
Did you say extremism?
I don't have a word right now. I don't know. Fuck. Extremism. That makes more sense. That is how you pronounce that word. First off, I've had a good amount of whiskey.
I had 2 beers. I know how to say things.
And
come
I'm
on.
Also reading the voice to text on the fucking nursing home that has my mom right now hostage. Right. So
everything okay?
No, it's fine. Nothing's been okay for weeks. It's
Derek,
fine.
Derek, buddy, hey, Derek, you got to go? You got to roll?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
It's her problem right now, not mine.
But yeah, no, like, I mean, that motherfucker could have had a knife and he could have like stuck it in Keeley's ribs, right? Like, I mean, you know, this shit is dangerous. Like, this shit gets people hurt. And
Keeley could have ate that dude.
Not if he's got a fucking weapon on him. And, you know, like,
Keeley could have unhinged his jaw like a snake.
Like a snake and just whole one bite.
John, yeah. Hold up. To your point, let me add really quickly. We've seen it before. People are fucking annoying at these fucking game things in general. Ever since the Cyberpunk, like, you're amazing, whatever bullshit, everyone's trying to get one word in or one. They're trying to get their 15 seconds at these things. I don't know, like, every E3 had that one guy in the audience go, yeah, you know, yell something to get attention. This is no different, right? It's just one of those things where, I mean, obviously,
yeah,
your case provides a more extreme example, just because someone actually stormed the fucking stage.
Oh, hey, Nick, what's up, buddy?
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, you were saying.
No, that's not right. It's like the next step in, like, people.
There's not much to say, but like, people fucking said that this would happen again if they didn't increase security.
And it's going to happen a
second time. So now, because it's happened a second time, people are going to be rushing with, yeah. People are going to rush.
Here's the thing. It's too fucking late now. Like I have no doubt that they'll up their security now, but you guys know how fucking stupid people are. People will rappel from the
fucking
rafters.
Why are the public allowed to this shit?
To get their fucking their 5 seconds, right?
Why are the public allowed at this shit? And not, and why is it not like an invite thing?
Everyone, bro. Yeah. Like,
he should really be like press and dev events, not fucking for any rando.
E3 was press and dev only. Remember that? Remember the good
golden age? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They still cried over stupid shit. Yeah.
Yeah. There's plenty of times where, like, that stuff's like, where like, but yeah, it's shit like this. Either have crazy ass security to protect your presenters or, like, make it invite only. You know?
Don't have the fucking public in there. Like,
yeah.
And I think that both
the
like,
fucking,
I mean,
InfoWars,
like,
kid should never have been able to get up on stage.
Look, they need to have better security, period, regardless of whether or not this thing is open to the public. But if this is what's going to happen, what is the point of opening the shit up? Because Gamescom wasn't always open to the public, right?
Right.
Right. So like to me, the all the fucking negatives vastly outweigh the positives here. We all rag on Keeley, haha, Jeff Keeley, you know, and it's all a big joke, but at the same time, like, I don't want anything bad to happen to Jeff Keeley, and nobody else should either. And, you know, and you were fucking lucky that this guy didn't roll up there and, like, fucking try to hurt him or something. Like, what if some asshole who's got a beef with Jeff Keighley or anybody else had run up under that fucking stage with a weapon? Like, you know, so I hope that this is a fucking wake up call for Keighley and the entire industry as a whole to have better security at these, like, Keighley, especially because they both incidents have happened at his shows.
You're right. I think of the Game Awards. Yeah, sorry.
Right.
Both of these have happened,
and we know that it
shows.
Was emboldened by that event because the dude got up and yelled about Bill Clinton again, and it was like, I'm doing the meme,
new,
you know.
Get some new material first of all.
So people say that. I listened to it over and over, and I didn't hear Bill Clinton. I just heard him say, "We want to play GTA 6."
This is John.
I haven't watched the
film.
Clip. I didn't care, but.
Okay, but yeah, like, it's,
I mean,
just,
I,
like,
care, but
enough,
you know,
man.
What I mean.
And look, all credit to Jeff Keighley for just rolling with the punches and getting on with the show. But this does not need, it shouldn't have happened a second time. It is, and unfortunately, it is going to happen a third time.
Gamers are used to being, you know, called disappointments. He can't really, like, scold them or anything. So, like, you know, what are you gonna do here? Like, what's
and, you know, Delaby makes a great point in chat. People are not gonna want to get on the fucking stage with him.
Yeah.
Here's my thing, and it's twofold. One, the reason why, like, there's times where people, like, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying, John, when I say what I'm about to say, because I'm 100% on board with you, but there's times where, like, people will say things, and people are like, okay, you're overreacting, it's not really as dangerous as you make it, whatever. I'm just gonna say it. I'm sorry, we are talking about gamers. We are talking about a group of people who someone who is unaffiliated with a game company will announce that they have found out that that game company is delaying a game by 3 months, and that unaffiliated person will get death threats by this group of people because they're so fucking unhinged.
If you pay any attention to, like, media and reporting in this space, like, there's a aside from fucking AI, right, like, getting sites to lay people off, there is a reason why gaming journalism has been one of the worst gigs.
So many gaming journalists. I do not know one. Like, CJ, you genuinely might be the exception. I do not know one who has never gotten a death threat.
I'm not a fucking journalist, bro. I'm not that public facing.
You've done enough.
This is the most public. But, I hate this shit.
I'm not even a games journalist, and I've gotten multiple death threats.
I'm saying, like, to give you an idea, you're as close as it gets. You have to get to your level of someone who's like, I'm literally not a games journalist. I just review shit for fun now and again.
Right.
To find that. If you are a dedicated, I do not know one person
if you were on the beat trying to make this your career
who has never gotten a death threat.
Right, you're gonna,
I don't know one.
You're braver than, like, the troops. Every
so
cop
now we have
that's
a
not
situation.
Hard. It's easy to be braver than
so
the
now you have a situation where people are emboldened to do a public thing relating to their favorite games. So we're gonna come to the Game Awards. Now they're gonna award which game wins Game of the Year. We just had a whole fucking to do because someone came on Twitter and pointed out how, as a black person, it is really hard for them to play Baldur's Gate 3 and constantly deal with the racism that comes at them, and it got to the point where they were brigaded, community notes got involved and fucking try and flag their shit, although they were putting false stuff. Like, it was a whole ass thing. You're telling me if Baldur's Gate doesn't win, there's not one human who's willing to rush the stage and make a whole big to-do about it, drop racial slurs about how it's because of the liberal attack someone over it? You're saying that's impossible? And two, and this is the other part that concerns me, for the people running these events, not necessarily Jeff specifically, but all the people who are involved in the back end, are there people who are looking at this and they're like, oh, this is free publicity?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And if that's the case, it doesn't matter how much certain people want it to happen or want it to be stopped with security and everything. Someone else is going to make sure there's an avenue for it to happen, and it's going to keep going until it goes wrong.
Mm-hmm. And let's take this all the rest of the way. Like, Gamescom is in Europe, so this is less of an issue for Gamescom specifically, but, like, if you are hosting events in the United States and your security is that lax, like, it could be a fucking baking convention and you run the risk of being the target of a mass shooting. That's just welcome to America. Like, that's, you know, it can happen at the grocery store.
So now you're bringing in a group of people who
are even more unhinged than normal.
Are far more than the average person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's concerning.
So yeah, Keeley, please get your fucking security shit together, man. Come on. People shouldn't be able to walk the stage like this.
Plenty to pay for it. Shell it out.
Not to be the Judd Apatow, like, Will Smith tweet, but, like, they could have killed him.
Hire me, I'll do it.
He won't hire you, John.
Hire John. Let's campaign.
He won't hire you. He might hire you if he thinks you're going to get stabbed in the process, but...
That's fine.
I don't think he likes you.
You have to set on, like, a demo tape and be like, I will get stabbed for you, Jeff.
I will do that.
I will get stabbed for you, all in the name of my Dorito Pope. I will get stabbed for you.
Apparently, Moo was wanting to come down here to see me so bad that she was, like, pawing at the door. So
I love Moo.
Can I just say randomly, by the way, I literally, because my kids have seen pictures of Moo, so they literally know who John is via Moo. Like, Moo's, I was telling incredible. Them earlier how, like, yeah, guys, I'm going to be doing a podcast tonight, so, you know, I'm going to say goodnight, and you're going to lie down, blah, 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 blah. And, like, who are you doing with? I was like, oh, my friend such and such and such. And John, you know John, he owns Moo. And they're like, oh, Moo! And they started fucking referencing pictures and shit, and I'm like, yeah?
Look at that.
Look at that fucking ottoman over there.
Moo, what do you think of Jeff Keighley's, like, you know, need for increased
Moo's
security?
Moo's not thinking. Moo doesn't do a lot of that.
Moo, what there do you think about the parody on the Xbox Series S? What do you
What's
think,
that?
Moo?
What's that? Xbox has no games? Moo, what?
She literally just farted.
There.
That's her response.
That answers that's still an answer. That's still...
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
now that we've chided, Jeff Keighley, where he'll never hear us, right?
You know what they say, Sony hard's what Microsoft.
Okay.
The best part is I'm drinking water. I can't, I don't have an excuse.
Stop that. Then. Dehydrate yourself.
Stop hydrating immediately.
Maybe that's it.
Your brain's getting too,
until you look like Mortal Kombat 9 Liu Kang, you're too hydrated. That man hasn't had a sip of water in years.
I haven't had a carb since 2004.
Rob Liefeld looking titties. Anyway.
What's next on the agenda there, Derek?
Our next on the agenda. So we all got jump scared earlier this week. Dude, we saw Nintendo post a fucking text on a background image with important update about the Mario series.
Oh, yeah, for a minute, I was like, no!
And the first sentence is like, Charles Martinet has voiced Mario for a long time, and every one of us was immediately like, oh, he fucking died. He didn't. He's retiring, basically.
Donkey Kong was shot in New York.
what we genuinely know is he's going to step back from voicing Mario, that he is not the voice of Mario in Super Mario Wonder, which a lot of people were guessing based on a couple voice clips. And Martinet is stepping into a new position of Mario ambassador. What this sounds like to me and to a lot of other folks who are, semi-keyed in on things, is it genuinely sounds like Martinet is probably retiring, basically.
He's
67 years old. He's stepping back, and the Mario Ambassador thing is a way for Nintendo to keep him on payroll and on call for, like, PR events.
They got him in a glass case.
Yeah.
He is Mario.
Here's the check. If we want to bring you out to an event, we're gonna pay you some money. We want to bring you out to an event. You come out, and otherwise, you go just do your shit.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Honestly, good for him.
Yeah. Here's the thing. This had to happen eventually. The man's been Mario for ages. He's 67. He was eventually going to stop voicing Mario. I'm a lot happier it happened because he's enjoying retirement than because he fucking died.
Right. He's been Mario since Mario's Fundamentals.
That's real.
I know.
Some of the takes that I've seen about this are really, really irritating. It's like people are mad at him for
retiring. I think a lot of people are more and less. I don't think I've seen people mad at him, but I've seen people who have like kind of worked it up in their heads that Nintendo is forcing him out.
I don't think is.
I mean, again, like that man is so beloved
once
in NOA.
Again, gamers,
right? But like, Martinet
is so mad they're gonna slap Jeff Keighley on stage for it.
They have to have a villain, and it's like there's not always a villain.
Yeah,
villain
sometimes a 67 year old man wants to retire.
Sometimes an old guy just wants to go fucking sip a Mai Tai on the beach.
You can actually hear how much harder the Mario voice has gotten for him to do over, especially the last few years. And like every nerd worth their salt knows trivia shit about like Mark Hamill not wanting to voice the Joker because of how hard it is on his vocal cords. Like none of this should be new information to us.
Weird, because Mario's been more vocal lately in a lot of games. How many spinoffs have we gotten since like Odyssey? Right?
Well, a lot of them have reused voice clips is the crazy thing.
Yes.
Like Mario and Rabbit Sparks of Hope. I don't think there's a single original line in there.
I'm sorry. Right. He also voices Wario.
Like half the cast.
Get out. He does Mario Luigi, Wario Waluigi.
Let me tell you,
as someone who does voices, now mind you, I'm sure he's obviously far more practiced and trained.
Right, because he's also Parthenax.
But the Wario and Waluigi voices?
What?
Mario is Parthenax.
He's Parthenax.
That's Charles Martinet.
I don't think so.
You can look it up, but
all three of us agree with it. Why would we lie to you,
John? Why would we make that up?
That's a stupid thing to make up.
That was one of the first things people pointed out when the argument about like should Chris Pratt voice Mario, and people be like, "Did you really just want to listen to that high falsetto voice for an hour and a half?" And it's like
Bill Farmer could be goofy.
He's an actual trained voice actor. Like you know, he can do other voices.
He's the voice of Mario's dad in that movie.
He is.
I think it's
apropos, by the way.
It's great, but I think it's hard not to like look at all of of this going on, right? The fact that more and more Mario games have been reusing clips rather than getting new acting, the fact that the new stuff sounds harsher than it used to, right? Like, I just think this is hard on him. It's and a hard the, voice well, to do is, consistently.
And I was bringing up and the Wario 67. Voice because even for me, the Wario voice, yeah. Like,
you want to do the Wario.
You got to get down in there. You.
Yeah, and think about more. Every new Wario game, he's got to record that whole goddamn thing.
There's a lot more dialogue.
That wears on you when you're older.
Dude, you have got to clench your fucking vocal cords to do the Wario, man. That's hard. Talks,
like, he actually says
yeah,
he like,
sure the fuck does.
But that's the thing.
But yeah, so it's
I hate Wario.
I love this motherfucker. But yeah, so like it's gonna be curious. I think there's gonna be a lot of interest. Obviously, people are like, oh my god, they're gonna use fucking Chris Pratt. No, they're not. That's not how
it's
this works.
It's a funny
they're
joke not to say.
I think a lot of people mean it though. A lot of people mean it. And
they're stupid.
Come on.
Yeah, they are.
Who's the funniest like person they can recast as Mario? Troy Baker. Mamma Mia,
it's gonna
we
be
got
fucking Mercer.
Situation. We got
no,
a situation.
Did everyone here see the Ben Starr audition tape?
Yes, of course I did.
Yeah, it's
magic.
Fucking great.
It's
get
magic.
The fuck out. I'm
get
Mario.
The fuck out of here.
It's me, Mario. Bader's Mario.
I fucking love Ben.
The world does not deserve that Mario. Man.
But it's going to be interesting to see who takes over, because I think there's a question of, like, do we get a new, like, Mario for 20 years?
Bob
or is
Hoskins.
This somebody who's going to keep getting recast?
Fuck off, Josh.
I don't
Bob
know.
Hoskins, we go full circle.
Shut the fuck up.
Because Nintendo does not, like, the gaming industry does not always consist. It's actually kind of a rarity for one person to be an iconic character for this long.
I don't
right, like,
know
what,
anyone else who lasted this long. Think of like,
Kiryu from Yakuza, oh, maybe?
In
no,
Japan.
No, you're talking about
in Japan,
Japan
it's different.
They keep that shit. In America,
yeah.
though?
In wow. Japan, they retire characters
you
when the VA dies because they don't do that.
That but. Long and has kept it.
I
the
can't.
Closest what, we got... Peter? And even then, you got the Kiefer yes. Sutherland situation.
I love yeah. Kiefer so much.
I do, anyway. But I'm saying that's as close as I can
oh,
think
yeah.
of.
How many VOs has Sonic gone through since he talked? Do you know what I'm saying?
A ton. I
right?
mean,
and even now in like the animated series, they got a new one. They replaced Roger Craig Smith. Isn't that crazy? He's
yeah.
been Sonic for like more than 10 years, and they
and
just
he's still
replaced-
an active. Voice actor. It's not like he, yeah. he. It's one thing when it's something like the Critical Role crew getting so big that they just don't have time for roles anymore.
Right.
But like, aside from fucking Mercer and Bailey, because they just live for this shit.
Right.
But,
they're genuine nerds. They do it
right.
for fun.
I mean, they all are. But
right. You get
but like, it's. I have such a hard time, and it's hard because like I can think of so many times.
I think that Bigwigs actually just came up with the only other real answer I could.
Haley Joel Osment to Sora is, and even then, that's nowhere close. But it is somebody with a consistent.
Right,
yeah.
And they had to literally change the story as he was getting like.
Oh
no,
my
he's
god, that's
be older
crazy.
Than this.
That's because you're right. What? Hayden Panettiere is no longer voicing Kyrie. Half the fucking cast is no longer relevant, so they got rid of them. Who talks about fucking David Boreanaz anymore? Why the fuck was he ever in a Kingdom Hearts game?
Right.
It's no one. Crazy. I forgot. Half of the cast was fucking Disney Channel like people. And
we no
some
longer
people...
have Lance Bass as Sephiroth.
That's crazy. Haley Joel isn't the only
I
one.
Hang on, what?
I cannot believe that Lance Bass.
In, yes. Kingdom Hearts 1, Lance Bass
yeah.
was Sephiroth. He yep. is the OG Sephiroth. He's the first official voice of Sephiroth was Lance.
If
Bass.
You go, if you go and you just listen to his voice lines without any background, it's fucking hilarious.
And
hey, good night, buddy.
Was,
I'll see you tomorrow.
What's his name? Steve. Shit, I'm blanking. But he played Jason on General Hospital, and I know because for several years I watched General Hospital. Don't
David Boreanaz was Squall.
Why?
That crazy.
Because,
Jesse Cardini was in
so
my, was.
I watched it when I was in high school. My parents would watch it every night, and they would take
bro,
it to the
fucking
living room
Disney
TV.
Was on some
so
different
either
shit,
I watched
man.
That shit, or I watched nothing, so fuck it, I watched
but
it.
Haley
and
Joel
then eventually, I Stockholm Syndrome myself into it.
That's crazy that he's still Sora, and he probably will still be Sora.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I
but
forgot.
Like, I can think of so many characters and roles where I consider... the voice acting work on a character to be iconic, and then that character gets recast, right? Like Paul Mercier as Leon Kennedy in Resident Evil 4 getting recast with Mercer in 6 and then just recast a bunch of times after that. is insane to me, given how much Paul Mercier is Leon Kennedy in my head.
Yeah.
TJ Rotolo as Frank West in Dead Rising is like, again, like an iconic voice to a gaming character.
For me, it's still Roger Craig Smith. He's Sonic to me.
And who I just brought up as far as General Hospital jokes aside, Steve Burton's name. He was Cloud until Remake. They got someone else for Remake. But he was Cloud all the way until then. And then he still acts. He still actively acts. They just got another voice.
That's crazy.
Again, it's just, it's something they do in video games. Martinet really is like
Mario.
The exception to the rule.
He's still Mario. Funny. He's the Mario ambassador because that dude is like so, you know, he is still linked to that character. Yeah. Right. Is he also Mario? Like, I doubt they get like a Japanese dub, right? Is he Mario in every market?
I don't know.
He almost has to be. I don't know.
He's not really speaking full sentences in English.
I mean, if you think about it, like it's a huge deal, right? Like, we're talking about the voice actor for the most iconic video game character in history.
And Nintendo didn't do that with anybody else, right? Like, Link famously changes voice actors every fucking game. You know,
when like the idea that Nintendo would force him out is hilarious when you consider that they literally made up a job for him.
Yeah.
After they were
a Mario ambassador. I'll be a Mario ambassador. I like Mario.
Like that. Like they just want to continue paying him because they love him that much.
Right. Like, they're literally saying like, we get it, bud. But you know, you are this guy. Everyone loves you.
You are a PR asset. Still.
Again, here is some money.
Cynically.
We're just asking where maybe a half dozen times a year we have you come out, do a quick little bit, 2 minutes, you go off on your life.
Yeah.
And we're going to pay you.
Show up to this convention, show up for launch day for a Mario game.
Voice for a second.
Yeah.
And then there.
Right. I don't know how much more you can take care of the guy.
Laura Bailey will do the Mario voice in secret, in like the shadows. and then Charles Martinet will be the face. Charles Martinet will be the face. You know, it's the Milli Vanilli situation. That's crazy to me, bro. That's crazy to me. How many performances change? What is it? Sonic went with Jaleel White, Ryan Drummond, Roger Craig Smith, and then now whatever blank. Man, crazy.
He's had so many. Yeah, it's just it's crazy. Like it's the gaming and that's a whole separate thing, right? The world of like gaming, like voiceover work needs to be better to voice actors, right?
And like Dragon Ball Z cast has been like they've been their characters in everything. It's just what I'm saying. You think about
well, the
that,
current
like,
cast is, but like the old. I mean, you know, there's been like multiple different. But it's just weird. Like anime and video gaming, like VO is so inconsistent, in terms of like replacing people and. The paying conditions aren't great is the other thing. Like that's why we're like, of course it will never be Chris Pratt because you would never pay Chris Pratt rates in gaming or
they
like
couldn't afford to
anime.
Keep him on retainer like that.
You wouldn't do that, you know. So it's gonna be somebody new and smaller who Nintendo doesn't have to pay a shitload to, right? It'll be somebody who becomes a big star through it potentially, but you know it's. It's weird. It's weird too because I don't have a good sense of how Nintendo picks their voice actors, right? It's not like like at this point we understand Square is going for British theater actors, especially, right?
Sometimes,
like you know, as often as they can, you know. No,
it's either that or they're kind of grabbing whoever. Listen. Like y'all, consider myself a Square Enix content creator.
Right.
I've worked with them many a time. I love their games. I will even love their games that I'm going to make fun of. Specifically what I'm about to make fun of. Trials of Mana. I thought that remake slapped ass. I love Trials of Mana remake. I put so much time into it. There were choices.
Uwu? Is that the Uwu game?
What? Here's the best part about it.
Is Trials of Mana that one?
You know what's the best part? I don't hate Charlotte's voice. And I'm still saying that because this is the game that had one of the spirits that you encounter come up and go, "Oh, I saw you guys fighting from far away. It's good
to
see you."
Oh my God.
How's everybody doing?
I actually love that though. I love that.
And it was so out of left field. We just fought a fucking ghost on a ghost ship. Where did you come from?
Like,
Josh. Yeah.
Incredible.
Josh. I didn't know this about you. I didn't know that you like Charlotte's voice.
I didn't say I like it. I'm saying I'm ambivalent. Like, no, that one isn't even the one
no
that
problem with it.
Yeah, I have no problem with
you
it.
You should have a problem.
I'm literally ambivalent. Like, it's just there. They wanted to
I literally
like
had to start
kid.
My game over once she
I've heard
her fucking
I've heard so much team. Worse.
I kept
But then again,
team.
I watch anime,
me.
So like I'm inflicted with worse regularly.
Right. I'm used to that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, I like a lot of people, I'm like, I'm sorry, I watch too much anime where they do little girl ooh voices to be bugged
yeah.
by it. But it's kind of there. It exists. But there were several voices I was like,
My question about the Mario thing, are they gonna announce who's voicing Mario in Wonder, or is this gonna be one of those things where like no one cares?
I don't know.
I don't think they want to announce it, because I think that right now, whoever is voicing him in Wonder is a trial run. I don't think they want anybody to be a face as big as Martinet was until they've had some fucking time to be sure it's going
to
work out.
It's crazy to think about Martinet.
It's a different time.
What I would see happening would be not making it a big ordeal until after Wonder drops.
And wait till the sequel or the follow-up or whatever.
No. Making it a thing about a month and some change later with Mario RPG. And now we've got a couple of credits. Like,
well,
this
is he
is
voiced
Mario.
In Mario RPG?
I would, well, not in the original game, obviously. But
no,
would,
what I'm saying is in the remake.
I wouldn't
be
shocked if they put voice in
so,
there.
I
also think we're just at a point in the industry these days where, like, people who are voicing, like, major roles are being pressured to keep things really low key and under wraps until a little after release. And like, we've had this great run of like, first the Final Fantasy 16 crew and now the Baldur's Gate 3 crew, like having a lot of fun with their social media presence after the game is out, after their characters are discovered, and like leaning into the memes, like having fun being nerds online. And like, you know, that's happening because the companies are pressuring them to shut the fuck up before then. So like, whoever's voicing Mario, I don't know what kind of leash they're going to be on afterwards, but I promise you that right now,
whoever is though doing a great fucking
there's
job,
an alarm that goes on if they even type the letters TWI on their keyboard. Like, an alarm goes off at Nintendo HQ, and a fucking lawyer in a gray, like, you know, fucking herringbone suit, like, flies out to his house immediately.
Yeah. But the other thing is, I think I see the same kind of thing happening. Just, I think Doug Bowser has kind of leaned into that whole let's be amiable, let's be friendly, let's be personable thing as well. So I think, I agree. I don't think we'll know before Wonder comes out. I think that shit is, like, it's guarded like the fucking Coke recipe.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the game's going to come out, and then somewhere between there and Super Mario Wonder, I think they're going to start trotting out their new Mario. They'll probably have some sort of like thing between Charles Martinet as a Mario ambassador and him, like the hand, like handing him a mushroom, some fucking chintzy shit where it's like, he's handing off the role to the new Mario.
I could see
or
that
something.
Being like a thing they pull as like a PR stunt.
They'll do something
the
like
game.
That. Right. Yeah. They actually, like, for the second time ever, kill Mario publicly.
Crucify Mario. 3 days later, he comes back with a different voice.
Mario.
Or they do the Mystery Science 3000 thing, where
do not
Crow
remember he was literally
voice.
Murdered.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay.
I remember that. But, like, no, they do the Mystery Science 3000 thing where Mario has a canonical stroke and his voice changes, like Crow did in the show. That's a good reference. That's a good pull. You guys have to come on. That's
I
good.
Love MST3K. Yes, so it is a good pull. It is
I got
a good
pull. Question.
And Crow's my favorite character. So.
I could not care. Or not care. I could not tell that the person in the Mario Brothers Wonder trailer was not Charles Martinet.
Me either.
I wasn't paying that close attention, but apparently a lot of people who paid very close attention and cared a lot to think about it were able. I mean, yes, but like I'm not in a position to point a finger. But people clearly figured out and were really intent on like, this is fucking not him. And they were correct. Which is a weird thing to like conspiracy theorize about if you're not hearing like major differences. I don't know. I think also like the Mario voice is a thing. It's kind of like when you get a new Bugs Bunny. You know what I mean? Like they're going to do their best Mel Blanc impression, right?
Yeah, but there's only been two guys. You know what I'm saying? That's different. There's only really been two guys to do it.
That's the point, right? Is like whoever is going to come
doing it now, but he's doing a good Mel Blanc impression.
Yeah,
but
it's like whoever comes after this is going to, or it's like fucking Matthew Lillard just doing his best Casey Kasem. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
this is going to be somebody who's going to do their absolute fucking best to replicate to the best of their vocal abilities, like the general area that
Mario, who sounds like a Matt Berringer from The National. That's what I want. I want like a deep voice, like woohoo. Yes.
Hey, you want a fucking New England fucking plumber
Bobby
guy?
Bobby Cavanaugh will play Mario, and he'll be like, yeah. Look that. Tom Waits is Mario.
James Gandolfini.
Tom Waits is Mario.
You want to get Michael Ironside?
Oh, Michael Ironside would be fucking fantastic.
Michael
dude.
Ironside is Mario.
I think you're He's close with the iron, but I'm gonna go with a Jeremy Irons.
Okay,
Irons Mario personally.
Yeah, you could do H. John Benjamin.
Wow. Or hey,
Norm died too soon.
Listen, we could keep it Italian, no. And I'm sure Pacino. I'm sure they can write a check for Pacino.
That's why he was at the Game Awards.
PJ, you have, wow. No, it's got to be Christopher Walken as Mario.
Oh, wow. Hey. Al, it's not, you know what? We'll come back to it.
I think so. Oh, we're all doing our best impressions. And at that point, she'll be like, oh, wait, Yoda will fucking play Mario. At that point, so I can just do a Yoda. I can just do my Yoda voice then, all right? I can just do my Yoda.
John's, every dude's Robert De Niro is going to be Mario.
Exactly.
No. If you're gonna do the Robert De Niro face, you gotta, no, Derek, you can't open the mouth. You gotta go.
You got to do a little bit of the fuckboy mouth with it, though.
Squinting Bobby, the best. That's like oh my god, this is how men bond. This is how men bond.
You talking to me?
There we go. That's a perfect.
I already. Yo, I mean,
are you talking
so.
To me?
That's a so, perfect.
So sadly.
Hey, you, John.
John, that's perfect. You look like
John. You look like you're squeezing out a particularly wet fart right now.
Are you talking to me?
That's so good, man. You look like.
Sadly, he can't do it. R.I.P.
Am I here to fucking entertain you?
I did go viral for being character. Gilbert Gottfried. We could have Gilbert Gottfried Mario. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
9/11. I got fired from the Affleck.
I think that was over the tsunami, not 9/11, wasn't it?
No, sorry. He did 9/11 jokes on Norm's podcast. It was like, I missed the time when the news was nicer. Instead of hearing about airplanes crashing in the tent. Anyway,
let's go.
I took a bite of a mushroom.
Holy shit,
I gotta
so
tell
big.
You, I was seeing colors that didn't exist.
Hold on. What do you mean? My princess is in another castle. So you're telling me I came all this way? I went through this. I murdered that large turtle by letting him fall in lava. And my princess is in another castle.
It singed all the hair out of my ass crack.
Mama fucking me.
That is a fucking good one, dude. Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
But yeah, Nintendo's not brave enough to do anything like that. So
they can't because they'll get fucking crucified.
Yeah.
Right, unfortunately.
So yeah, whoever they get is just gonna do their best Charles Martinet impression. And it's gonna be extremely fucking close, and people are gonna be like people who like fucking nerds are gonna know the difference, right? And then like your average person isn't gonna notice or care. So like that's fucked, but like again, does anyone notice the difference? Does anyone notice the difference in Bugs Bunny voices over the years? Like,
no.
Only nerds, you
Absolutely,
know?
I do.
You're a nerd!
Down.
I noticed that Garfield's voice changed. So he used to be voiced by Lorenzo Music,
and now
he's voiced by Frank Welker.
Okay, John, since you've got them written down, who are the Bugs Bunny voices?
That's for me to fucking know.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
Weather boy.
Jason Bourne, relax.
Vin Diesel was one of them.
Oh, Vin Diesel's Mario for sure then. That's what they're going to do.
Oh, dude, Vin Diesel's Mario promotion. Would be fucking awesome.
So, Vin Diesel, you can tell me Vin Diesel's Italian and I'd believe it.
R2. No, okay. We're not going to get
I live
Vin Diesel.
What is Vin Diesel? Yes.
He's multiracial. All right. Yes. He's Latino when you need him to be. He's Italian when you need him to be. He's black when you need him to be. He's like the perfect trifecta of man. All right. He is no race.
He's the three kinds of dude that there are.
No. You know when right wingers say, I don't care if you're purple? That's Vin Diesel.
Right.
Mario just busts in. He's like, I live my life a quarter rainbow road at a time.
Arc 2 isn't an Arc game. It's a Mario game. All the dinosaurs are just Yoshis. Dinosaurs are just Yoshis. That's what the announcement is. It would be really funny if they announced that Charles Martinet is voicing Link.
I really want Vin Diesel to voice Mario now, because in Mario Kart, you could he could be talking to fucking like Toad. He's like when you're not working at Bowser's, you're working here. Like,
cannot wait for two Mario 2 brothers.
Oh my god, two fucking Don Omar plays in the background. I would love a Puerto Rican Luigi.
You can't tell me Luigi's not Dominican.
No. Canonically, Luigi's Colombian because John Leguizamo played him in the live action movie. So that's my point of pride. That's my point of pride. No, okay. Not all Latinos from New York are Dominican. They got Puerto Rican.
Is that a thing people think?
No, it's just that there's a large Dominican population.
Is that a stereotype I was not clued in on?
There's a large Puerto Rican Dominican.
You gotta recognize, I don't subscribe to like white people's stereotypes monthly, so I've missed the updates, man.
No. So New York is full of like the Puerto Rican dudes who act black, so they wear like Yankees caps and they yell. They have like an inflection, like as if they were yeah, incredible. I love this so much.
So Derek, you may not.
I've seen Manosphere podcasts. I'm familiar with the type.
In my college years. I used to read Dumbfuck Monthly like all the time, and I can tell you right now that yes, that is exactly what most white men think.
Okay,
every New Yorker's Dominican.
Yes,
every.
I'm surprised most white people know the Dominican Republic's a place, but
anyway.
Holy shit, is it? It's 10:30 almost.
Mario was indicted tonight. What a shame. Yeah.
Did we get Mario's mugshot?
Dude, we got Mario's up on Rico charges, bro. Mario's up on Rico charges.
I gotta tell you, man, Waluigi's mugshot was better.
Bro, Lakitu's poor mugshot was fucking despicable. They got him too.
Oh my god. All right, let's wrap this motherfucker up.
Put a bow on it. This was not even close to a professional podcast, and that's fine because I had fun.
The president's been arrested.
Derek, stop trying to make it one.
We needed this. I still occasionally try to make this a semi-professional place, but whatever, man. Anyway, I threw a link to the Discord in the chat.
Strikers,
come join.
MK1.
It's a good place. As a cameo.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
AKA
I threw a donate link in the chat where you can help support striking writers and actors. We got fucking, you can donate to us on Twitch by subbing on Twitch or through Patreon to help fund our excursions and new equipment and so forth. That's the money shit.
Josh, you should plug your stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a minute.
Yes, you absolutely should.
In 1 minute.
Okay, real quick. Hi, my name. Hey y'all. I go by Anorian. My Anorian slash Josh is easy enough. You can find me. I'm gonna just link to Twitch, and also, that's the easiest one. Follow me on Twitch. Hi, I stream shit. No, listen. I'm actually gonna have. Actually, you know what? I will drop on here. I'm going to drop a thing. I hope you don't mind. Unless I, you know what, give me a sec, I'm gonna talk and grab it from here because I'm just stupid and I know how to do things.
I believe
long and short of it, Listen, basically, I you can find me on twitch.tv/Norin. You can find me before until the fiery death of of Twitter. You can find me on Twitter or X. I'm not going to call that. You can find me on Twitter as Anorian GD for Game Dad, because I'm the original.
You can find me in the Emerald Mines.
But also, if you want to do me a favor and follow over there, if you like sports ball, because I believe there are some people who like sports ball, I just dropped a link in chat to a new YouTube channel. Starting within the next couple weeks, me and my oldest son are also doing a sports podcast.
Kid
Sportscast. We're going to talk a little bit of everything, but it's going to be, the big focus is going to be on NFL, NBA, and WNBA.
Dude, you're in Florida. Let's talk the Heat. Let's talk the Magic.
I'll have you on at some point too.
Let's talk the Heat.
But it's just, listen, no, we're going to talk all sports for sure. But like I said, the focus will be on NFL, NBA, and WNBA. I fucking love the WNBA. Shout out to my girl, Asia Wilson. I cannot wait. The Vegas Aces are going to roll this year. Okay, I'm done. I had to get that out. But yeah, if you follow there, we're starting a new podcast, and it's very special for me. If I can just have like 15 seconds to share a completely incidental, stupid story. A couple of years ago, my son would do vocal lessons and what have you, and the people who he was doing the vocal lessons with decided to have like a group review situation. They got everyone into a local auditorium, all the different students they had, and everyone, it wasn't like a competition or anything. It was just everyone showing off for themselves, doing singing or playing instruments or dance or whatever it may be. And he was one of the first people to perform that day, and he performed, and it was great. But in the middle of it, you know, as a cute little thing, he ended, I think this is the spark point of it all, because he had done some other little singing things before, but he did the floss. And, you know, we got like 200 parents there. And so everybody starts laughing. They were laughing, you know, because it's cute. I think he took it as everyone laughing at him. For a couple of years, he had terrible stage fright. Like, he would come in the room while I'm streaming and he would not speak with me unless I muted. He went nowhere near the camera. Like, it was just, he was terrified of being in front of people and doing things. Now he's come so much more out of his shell. He actually brought up the idea of us doing something together. So it's really special for me that we're going to be able to do something together. Two of us put our passions, and it's going to be really fun. So I hope to, you know, do some cool shit with it. So if you follow there on YouTube, it'll be on YouTube. We're doing Mondays and Fridays. And then we're also going to put it on, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good shit. But yeah, Mondays and Fridays will be the drop days. And yeah, other than that, I stream generally Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, Sunday. Well, Thursdays before this, when I'm not on here, and then Saturdays, Sundays for games at twitch.tv/Anorian. Tuesdays is usually TCG Tuesday. I do either Magic or Yu-Gi-Oh, and then Thursdays kind of whatever, and then weekends I do Final Fantasy 14.
Awesome.
Hell yeah,
that's
man.
Awesome, dude.
John,
all
get
right,
me the fuck
well,
out of here.
Yep, let's go and wrap it up, because I got to take my tired ass to bed. Everybody, we appreciate you being here. Derek, when are we wrapping up Mortal Kombat 9's stream?
It might not be this weekend. It might have to be next weekend. Working on the details.
Okay, that's fine.
But it'll come. We'll let people know.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Don't forget, Armor Core 6 comes out in like an hour and a half.
It's out. People are playing it.
People are already playing it.
Oh, it's already out?
Well, I like it. Let
if
me know.
If you've got it, I think if it's on Steam at least, I think if you got it on computer, you can click play. I don't know about console. Okay. I don't. My copy doesn't get here until tomorrow because
it's apparently
delivered.
Very, very, very good. So,
Oh God.
It's apparently very good. All right, everyone.
Tomorrow, should I buy it?
Yes, you should. All right. Take care of each other. And hey, kindness costs nothing. We'll see you next week.